Ah, my. I have a feeling I may have chosen the topic poorly today. I'll bet none of you were sitting in front of TV last night watching the football game. You were? Well, did you enjoy it? Well, it was too late, but the early part was kind of exciting, I hope, for you. It was. Some of us were sitting there in the stands and sitting on pins and needles, but also enjoying just a good performance by both sides, both teams. It was a neat game. But it brought to mind something that happened right before the game, brought to mind this football. This belongs to my son, and I realized as I took it out of the little case, which I was told I should not do, that it's been a while since it was handled because it's kind of soft and spongy. But it's got people's names on it. And this we got for my son when he was 12. It was for his 12th birthday, and we took it into the football office. He's going to be 18 in November, and should have had John come up here. But anyway... it's signed by Bobby Bowden and Derek Brooks and Tamara Vanover and Matt Fryer and William Floyd and Warwick Dunn. I don't know if you... Warwick Dunn is playing... Boy, yeah, that's my girl. He's on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Warwick Dunn, and a guy named Charlie Ward. And it says, to Rob, happy 12th, go Noles. It was kind of special for us because of that name, Charlie Ward. Yesterday before the game, they recognized a number of people in Florida State Athletics, and Charlie Ward was one of them that they recognized because he was going into the Florida Sports Hall of Fame, or Florida State Hall of Fame. You know what it's for, don't you? But we got that in kind of a special year. Robert was 12, and we didn't know how special it was going to be. Old Charlie Ward, he went on and at the end of that year won the Heisman Trophy, which is supposed to be for the best player in football, college football at the time. And not just that award, but he won just about every award that you could give to a football player, a quarterback, that year. And the team went on to win the national championship. So it was kind of a special year, but Charlie Ward was kind of a special person, and they hinted at it yesterday, and it was in the paper. It was in the paper because Charlie Ward, from just the time when he was young, knew God. And he knew God was got to be a part of his life. And for Charlie Ward, everything that he did, it was because God was in his life and he was doing something for God. And that's kind of hard for us to imagine sometimes. With all the things that happen on the football field, and all the things that these people do, and especially when they start playing like Charlie Ward did in professional sports, and everybody's watching them on TV every other night, and Charlie plays basketball now, not football, but we look at them and they think their life is just different than everybody else's life, that they've just got such a wonderful life, and yet we look at Charlie Ward. And a lot of times when we see those people, we see them doing things that maybe aren't so good. And we wonder, is that what it's like to really be in the limelight? And we look at Charlie Ward, though, and he is somebody who has always had God in his life and has always known where he should look for his strength and look for his guidance. And it was going to be God. And the best thing is that when people look at him on TV, they know that's what's in his life. He doesn't hide it. It's not something that he does in a closet or where nobody can see. But everybody looks at him and he lets them know that God is in his life. He doesn't get on a soapbox, but just the way his life is. And it's made a difference in a lot of other people's lives as well. Now, a couple of years ago, they made a book about Charlie Ward by the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. It's called Winning by His Grace, and it's about Charlie Ward. And it's for kids because it's got lots of pictures and little words, well, big print and little words. But towards the end, Charlie said a couple things, and I want to just read a couple of them for you. Now, this is from somebody who won the Heisman Trophy, led his team to a national championship, led his basketball team to the NBA playoffs, to the finals in the NBA playoffs. And he says, I don't consider myself a role model because I play professional basketball. I am a role model because I have sisters and brothers, nieces and nephews, godchildren, and young people, someone who is always looking up to me. Therefore, I have to conduct myself in a fashion that pleases me, God, and others. And you should do the same. He goes on, he says, maybe there are those of us who get caught up in this image of what we're supposed to be, but are not accountable for our actions. Remember that you should live your life to please God. And when you do that, those negative incidents that happen won't affect your life too much. Hang in there. And don't ever forget that with the Lord as your coach, you can't lose. Now, he doesn't speak in big flowing phrases, but he speaks from what he knows, and that's what it's like to live with God. And you can do it. You can do it. It doesn't make any difference what your life, where your life leads you. If you take God with you, then you can be meaningful in other people's lives as well. Thank you for coming up here and pretending like you like football.